Restoration of the Gospel. When Jesus Christ was on the earth, he established his church among his followers. After his crucifixion and the death of his apostles, the fullness of the gospel was taken from the earth because of widespread apostasy. See Apostasy, pages 13 through 14, herein. Many men and women sought the fullness of the gospel truth during the centuries of the great apostasy, but they were unable to find it. Although many preached with sincerity about the Savior and his teachings, none had the fullness of the truth or priesthood authority from God. The great apostasy was a time of spiritual darkness, but we now live in a time when we can partake of the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 28. See also 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. The fullness of the gospel has been restored, and the true church of Jesus Christ is on the earth again. No other organization can compare to it. It is not the result of a reformation, with well-meaning men and women doing all in their power to bring about change. It is a restoration of the church established by Jesus Christ. It is the work of Heavenly Father and His beloved Son. As a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you can receive blessings that were absent from the earth for almost 2,000 years. Through the ordinances of baptism and confirmation, you can receive the remission of your sins and enjoy the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost. You can live the gospel in its fullness and simplicity. You can gain an understanding of the nature of the Godhead, the atonement of Jesus Christ, the purpose of life on earth, and the reality of life after death. You have the privilege of being guided by living prophets who teach God's will in our day. Temple ordinances enable you to receive guidance and peace, prepare for eternal life, be sealed to your family for eternity, and provide saving ordinances for your deceased ancestors. Events of the Restoration. The following outline summarizes a few of the important events in the restoration of the gospel and the establishment of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which the Lord has declared is the only true and living church upon the face of the whole earth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 30. Early spring, 1820. Seeking the true Church of Jesus Christ, 14-year-old Joseph Smith prayed in a grove of trees near his home in Palmyra, New York. In answer to his humble prayer, Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ visited him and told him that he must not join any of the churches on the earth at that time. See Joseph Smith History, 1, verses 11 through 19. In the church, we refer to this experience as Joseph Smith's first vision. September 21st through the 22nd, 1823. Joseph Smith was visited by an angel named Moroni. Moroni prophesied of coming events and told Joseph of the Book of Mormon record, written on plates of gold. The angel allowed Joseph to see the gold plates which were buried in the nearby hill Cumorah. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 27 through 53. September 22, 1827. Joseph Smith received the gold plates from Moroni at the hill Cumorah after having met with Moroni on September 22nd of each of the previous 4 years. See Joseph Smith History 1, verse 53 and verse 59. May 15, 1829. Having read about baptism for the remission of sins, as they worked on the translation of the gold plates, Joseph Smith and his scribe Oliver Cowdery went to a secluded area to inquire of the Lord concerning the matter. There on the banks of the Susquehanna River near Harmony, Pennsylvania, they received the answer to their prayer. John the Baptist, a resurrected being, came to them as a messenger from heaven in a cloud of light. He conferred upon them the Aaronic priesthood. Then, in obedience to his instructions, Joseph and Oliver baptized each other and ordained each other to the Aaronic priesthood. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 68 through 72, also Doctrine and Covenants, section 13. May 1829, the ancient apostles Peter, James, and John conferred the Melchizedek priesthood upon Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 128, Verse 20. June 1829, guided by the gift and power of God. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 135, Verse 3. The prophet Joseph Smith completed the translation of the Book of Mormon. March 26, 1830. The first printed copies of the Book of Mormon became available in Palmyra, New York. April 6, 1830. The church was organized in Fayette Township, New York, beginning with 6 members. March 27, 1836. The Kirtland Temple, the first temple built in this dispensation, was dedicated. The prophet Joseph Smith offered the dedicatory prayer which had been given to him by revelation. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 109. April 3, 1836. The Savior appeared to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery in the Kirtland Temple. Moses, Elias, and Elijah also appeared and gave priesthood keys to Joseph and Oliver. Elijah brought the keys of the sealing power, which make it possible for families to be sealed together forever. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 110. The Destiny of the Church. The Old Testament prophet Daniel prophesied that God would set up a kingdom that would never be destroyed and would stand forever. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. In making this prophecy, he spoke of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the kingdom of God on the earth today. From the day the church was organized with 6 members, it has grown and flourished, and it will continue to progress until it has filled the whole earth. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 65, verse 2. Hundreds of thousands of people are baptized every year. The Book of Mormon is being translated in many languages. Temples are being built throughout the world. With Jesus Christ at the head of the church, living prophets will guide the church's progress until the earth is prepared for the Savior's second coming. The prophet Joseph Smith spoke of the blessings of the restoration. Now, what do we hear in the gospel which we have received? A voice of gladness, a voice of mercy from heaven, and a voice of truth out of the earth, glad tidings for the dead, a voice of gladness for the living and the dead, glad tidings of great joy. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 128, Verse 19. Additional references. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Isaiah chapter 29, verses 13 through 14. Acts chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 through 7. 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 3 through 15. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 128, verses 19 through 21. Section 133, verses 36 through 39, and verses 57 through 58, and the Joseph Smith history. See also Apostasy, Joseph Smith, Revelation, Second Coming of Jesus Christ.